Australia's counter-terrorism laws could be about to be wound back. That's if the federal government adopts recommendations from two major reports. In a nutshell, the government is being urged to end ASIO's power to detain terror suspects without charge, restrict the use of control orders, and no longer make it a criminal offence for praising acts of terrorism. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The government commissioned the reviews to ensure Australia's national security and counter-terrorism laws are administered in a fair and balanced way. The report by the Commonwealth's independent National Security Legislation Monitor, Brett Walker, recommends an end to police preventative detention orders. He argues there's no need for such extraordinary powers because police already have the power to arrest, charge and prosecute people suspected of being involved in terrorism. He also points out no ASIO questioning and detention warrants have ever been issued since the law came into effect a decade ago. He says it lends weight to his view that they aren't needed either, saying less restrictive alternatives exist to achieve the same thing. Mr. Walker's review also takes issue with control orders, saying they shouldn't be used except when terrorist convicts can't be rehabilitated and continue to be dangerous. The other review, done for the Council of Australian Governments, was headed by former Supreme Court Judge Anthony Whealy. It recommends it no longer be an offence to associate with terrorist organisations or for an organisation to praise a terrorist act or to provide or receive training from a terrorist organisation as long as that wasn't connected with commissioning a terrorist act.
They're a good re-evaluation of these laws.
Philip Bolton is president of the New South Wales Bar Association, a member of the Law Council, and has represented a number of people charged with terrorist offences and people who've been questioned by ASIO using their beefed-up powers.
They are by no means dramatic. They're realistic. They're proposing changes that are probably overdue, and they are welcome. In large measure.
Do you think, from where you sit, that the government and or the opposition would be likely to adhere to the recommendations of those two reports?
The government, whether it be the Liberal government or this current Labor government, are always cautious about doing anything to do with counter-terrorism laws. It's likely that these reports will be looked at in due course, but the fear that I have is that they'll be shelved, that someone will be looking at them in a committee in 12 months' time, papers will be produced and nothing will happen.
Well, it's unlikely that they'll be looked at before the election, given that that's only 4 months away and the Commonwealth has said that it at first wants to consult with the states and territories.
It's highly unlikely that either of the main political parties will want to come to grips with this.
Some of the recommendations are as a result of actually powers not being exercised, but do you think that there are some changes that need to be done in the short term?
I think it's necessary for our laws to be proportional and reasonably necessary for the task that they are meant to perform. At the moment, we've got over-the-top provisions that are never used and never likely to be used. It's a very simple thing to jettison them. I think priority should be given to axing the offensive law that says a secret intelligence organisation, ASIO, can lock someone up even if they're not even suspected of committing a crime. This was a knee-jerk reaction from a period where there wasn't much thought put into this sort of policy making. It's offensive to have this law on our books and it should go as soon as possible.
Mr. Bolton also supports the recommendation for a system of security-cleared special advocates who could see all the evidence that suggests a control order is necessary and receive instructions from the person in question and yet not pass on the information.
This is a very, very good recommendation. It's a system that operates in the United Kingdom. It also operates to some degree in other common law jurisdictions and it ought to be supported. Likewise, a special advocate could be used in the review of ASIO security clearances. There are many circumstances where special advocates could operate, and this is a good start in the report that's been issued by Tony Whealy's COAG committee.
That's Philip Bolton, president of the New South Wales Bar Association, ending that report from Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.